It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back, quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I'm Dustin Hockensmith. Greg Pickle here with me. Still talking Penn State football. This is a few days ago now we're looking at, but James Franklin, locking him up through the 2025 season was announced on Friday. So Penn State's football coach will be in town. I'm not sure if there was a whole lot of doubt about that anyway, but we'll get into the ins and the outs of how that announcement was made. I know Greg is pleased about that and what it means for Penn State in terms of stability, in terms of whether they do or don't have the right guy. I think the non-vocal majority would agree with the fact that they do. The vocal minority, maybe not so much. But we'll look at that, Penn State getting their coach through 2025. The segment brought to you by our friends at 409 Tailgate Club, where if you're looking for the perfect gift for that football fan in your life, you have to go to 409tailgateclub.com. Check out the Tailgate Christmas gift box. It's filled with their famous sauces and rubs, and even a 409 Tailgate Club apron, all in a gift box shipped directly to you. And for a discount on your purchase, be sure to use code KSN at checkout. That's 409tailgateclub.com. Use code KSN at checkout for a special discount, just because we want to say thank you for listening to our show. So there you go. So James Franklin, he has extended a 6-year extension, takes him through 2025. That is about all that we know at this point. Greg, when do you anticipate, now as we sit here today, we don't have it. Hopefully, you know, we'll say maybe, I don't think it'll come out in the days from recording this to listening to it, but when do you think we'll learn what all this means? Because a lot of the stuff is still unanswered. Things about like the buyout, what the salary itself is, what the salary pool for assistants is, any other little mentions of, you know, facility upgrades, anything like that. There's a lot we don't know about this other than that Franklin is locked up through 2025.
You hit the nail on the head, Dustin. I mean, at this point, we need to learn what the salary is going to look like. We need to learn what the buyout is going to look like. Personally, I'd be stunned. So his buyout original, so the original contract, which was signed in 2017, made his buyout $1 million a year. And, you know, and I think that was in response to him maybe not getting everything he wanted in the last go around of an extension. So this time around, you know, he was set to make a little under $6 million this coming year. That contract was going to jump to $6 million by the end of the year. Dustin, I would assume, do we think seven is the number he starts at next year in this contract? Maybe. Or maybe like 6.5 next year, 6.9 the year after that, 7 million in 2022, 7.5 by the end of it, something like that, 7.6. I mean, I think I could see that being the case where over the duration of the deal, he averages 7 million a year, but maybe he doesn't get quite there in base salary for the 2020 season. But I think they also got to, you know, jack that buy up out a little bit. They can't, it doesn't matter. We'll sit here and talk about it either way. But they can't, I don't think, afford to have the same conversations come up every single year of James Franklin, this job, James Franklin, that job, yada, yada. I don't think it does them any good. So, you know, to me, if he wants a lot of things, and if you read the release that Penn State put out, it was pretty clear that Sandy Barber and James Franklin both used some coded language about, you know, pushing things forward and getting guarantees and, you know, things in certain areas. So obviously there's going to be some commitments on Penn State's end that maybe don't make the term sheet that has to be released, since he's one of the highest paid employees at the school. But, you know, I think the reverse of that is that they should, you know, obviously be upping his buyout a good bit to ensure that if he does leave, Dustin, that, you know, they're getting enough in return to go find somebody on his level to be the next head coach at Penn State.
Yeah, and again, I mean, it's really hard to forecast. I think the salary, as you mentioned, somewhere in the $7 million per year range. If you saw, what did Tom Allen get from Indiana? He got about
$3.9 million.
So if you're looking at, let's just call, and I mean, no disrespect to Tom Allen, because I think he's a fine coach, but if you're looking at Tom Allen as, say, the league average coach, Wouldn't you say Tom Allen, the median coach in the Big Ten? He's not in the upper tier. He's not in the lower tier. He's kind of right in the middle there. You're looking at the going rate of a college football coach. It's going up. And Penn State and James Franklin, I think that the number that we're speculating is a fair number for both sides. Now, that salary number, of the things that we just mentioned, is probably the least important thing. You know, James Franklin has said for a while, like one of his pushes is to get a bigger salary pool for his assistants. And for whatever reason, we don't know where Penn State ranks nationally. Do we like USA Today can sometimes get Penn State information on that. But I think assistant coaching salaries is not something we have a lot of information on.
The only way we get those is if Penn State by law, and they have found a way around thanks to years of complacency by the legislature, but they have found a way around a lot of public records request things that typically relate to a university like them. So they're shielded
They're like a chameleon. Uh-huh. They want to be private, they're private. If they want to be public, they're public.
Yeah. But so they do have to release the top 25 earners every year. So we do see some times where assistant coach salaries pop up in that sheet. So that's something to keep in mind. But yeah, for the most part, you know, I think at this point, I don't know if Penn State's at a point where it's ready to pay a coordinator over $1 million, but I could see it getting there. You know, that's one thing we'll never know. And, you know, maybe if we have, a coach or somebody on down the road, we can try and get some perspective on that. But, you know what, if you're a coordinator and you are considered one of the top coordinators, you know, out there, and I'm not saying Penn State has to hire one this offseason because we don't know if Ricky Ronnie's going to go to Old Dominion. We don't know if Brent Pry is going to be wooed for any other jobs. But, you know, let's say they have to hire one. And let's say James Franklin's going to make $7 million a year or $7.5 million a year. How do you feel as the coordinator, basically the number two in the program, if Penn State offers you $600,000 or $750,000? I mean, at some point, I think you'll see some of these coordinators put their foot down and say, you know, if you have money for the head coach that is among the most in college football, what do you have for me? And I think that we heard a lot about assistant coach spending as sort of the grapevine stuff that James Franklin might be looking for. And I think that's a big reason why, because these coaches know what he's making. And I think they're looking out for themselves in a way, too. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and so this segment brought to you by our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook app, by the way. We're talking about Penn State.
Do they have an over-under on James Franklin's contract salary or when the release date will be?
Check it out. If they do, if anybody does, it's going to be DraftKings. And if anybody has that line, it's so quick and easy to bet it. All you got to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. You can deposit, place your bets, and withdraw in a matter of seconds. You get a free bet just for signing up. Maybe that could be the James Franklin over-under salary number. If you download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now, use code KSM when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Restrictions apply. So when you're talking about the salary pool, I don't really take that as a, you know, you have this much money, you have to go try to squeeze a highly regarded coordinator into this salary box. It's more like where you set your sights. And one of the things that Ricky Ronnie will always have working against him is that he did not have coordinator experience before he was hired at Penn State.
Right.
So the gripe with him, and one of the things that people are going to fall back on, this vocal minority that we're talking about primarily, is that why, if we are a top 10 program, if Penn State is a top 10 program, why are we hiring a quote unquote project for an offensive coordinator, not a proven established guy? And I don't think people are ever really going to get past the fact that they felt like Ricky Ronnie was undeserving of this position in the first place.
So you have to give guys opportunities, right? At some point, and you know, I think sometimes we try and extrapolate what college football is from a job perspective away from the, you know, the jobs that everybody else has. And I mean, I'm sure everyone at their place of employment, it has wanted a promotion at some point. And
not me. I'm happy exactly where I'm at.
Oh, me too, buddy. But
if I got promoted, I might not be sitting here across from you.
That's right.
Yeah.
You'd be over in the other seat and We wouldn't want that. So, you know, I think, though, that you have to remember that, you know, just like in the real world where, you know, everyone else's job, not college football coaches, that sometimes the companies take risk on employees that they think have earned the shot at a bigger job. And it doesn't mean it's always going to work out. But I think James Franklin felt that Ricky Ronnie had earned the shot. Now, here's the thing. If Ricky Ronnie does move on, so I think we're safe to say at this point that if Ricky Ronnie does not take the Old Dominion job and he doesn't take any other job, I don't believe he's getting fired from his current one. I don't think he's getting reassigned either. So the question would be, though, if he does move on, does James Franklin take a shot with another guy who he talks a lot? He talks about Tyler Bowen much in the same way that he does did Ricky Ronnie. Now, Tyler Bowen called plays at Fordham. He has a bit more experience, I think, than Ronnie had. But, you know, I'd wonder if he would go that route or if he's going to go out and look for, you know, a big name splash hire like a Joe Moorhead again. So I think that's a question that, you know, he will have to think long and hard about. And, of course, if you decide, you know, there's always these reactionary things, right? So if you decide to go outside the program, are you going to lose a talented assistant? Let's not forget that Penn State had, you know, the offensive wonder boy of 2019, Joe Brady at LSU on its staff.
I thought you were going to say Josh Gattis, but yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, him too. But I mean, well, that's the perfect. Yeah, right. So that's the.
It would have been a little bit more sarcastic with it to call Josh Gattis the offensive wonder boy.
Right.
But that's how he was treated. Joe Brady yeah. actually might be the offensive wonder boy.
Right. And, you know, so, you know, not to say Joe Brady left Penn State because he didn't get this job or that job, but you don't know. We know for a fact that Josh Gattis left Penn State because Ricky Ronnie got the OC job. Now, has Josh done enough so far at Michigan to justify those wondering if he'd be a better choice than Ricky? I don't know. But I don't really think so. It's probably about even, if anything else. So, you know, Penn State's offense is much better statistically than it gets credit for. But yeah, so you're right on the money, though. It's not necessarily about, okay, we're going to improve your pot from 600 to, you know, maybe we're not going to improve your pot from 2.3 million to 2.6 million for assistant coach hires. It's more about, you're right, what ballpark can you even start talking in? And I think James Franklin wanted a bit higher, higher sights for that kind of, you know, home run hiring swing, if you will.
Penn State really at a place now where they're steadily in the top 10, recruiting steadily in the top 10 in the rankings as well. And I'm looking back through. I'm not sure if Penn State wins the bowl game. I don't think I've ever seen a stretch in Penn State history where they've won 11 three out of 4 years. Now, obviously, it's a different game. There are, you know, additional games being played now that weren't always being played then. You can get 14 games in a year, for example, more so if you make the college football playoff. But still, it's a run of success that hasn't happened often at this program. Doesn't happen for a lot of other programs either. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. More Penn State football questions from you guys. Ask Greg right after this.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
As the trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting. Take advantage of this great sign-up offer. Download today. Use code KSN at sign-up. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Restrictions apply.